This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 582. I am Brian Kilby, and I am getting sick.
Again.
It sucks. This sucks. But hey, we're here. We are going to share some amazing news this week, and sad news item that I actually wanted to start off. I'm just going to jump right into, did we get anything this week? Diecast, what did you get this week?
And I got Blast Off, but I don't have that down here. I also got Dinobot and his very broken arm that broke on the review.
He has one special arm that there was like it. No other. Oh, wait. Others have broken. Never mind.
It broke itself. I did not break it. Because, look, you can ratchet this one up, no problem. It was the other one. When I ratcheted up, it just broke.
But according to the people on your YouTube channel, people viewing, they always said you're an idiot and you ratcheted it too hard.
Yeah.
I got sick of making alternate YouTube accounts after a while, and then I just gave up.
The other thing, there are a couple other things that I've experienced, because I got him on Monday and I reviewed it on Monday. So there are some things I noticed about it that I kind of noticed when I was doing the review. His legs have a lot of play between the ratchets, if you can see that. And then he either leans forward if you have the legs straight up in the air. Let me get his arm out of the way. He either leans forward, or if you hit the next ratchet back, he leans back. So you can never get him in a straight up standing pose. There's things about it, like, he just feels proportionally off. Like, I think his chest section is way too large, which they had to do probably to get the dino head in there. Also, his neck is a little bit thicker than I think it should be. But he does have light up eyes, and if you hold the button, they will change to green, which I did not know when I recorded the review. Someone told me. He's a very heavy figure. He doesn't want to hold his own weight either in robot or dino mode.
Have you, I think the thing to fix that, have you found its rigid grill structure yet?
I have not.
Okay.
You might look near the unprotected cargo hatch. I hear it bearing in on it.
Okay.
Yeah. And that'll pop up later on.
And there also are some, paint that's starting to chip.
So I got it too, and I haven't transformed it yet, but I don't know what the actual proportions are on a Velociraptor, but
not that.
Yeah, but he's just so broad. Like, when he's, I don't know. Like, I want to make like Yo Dinobot jokes, like Yo Dinobot so fat that, you know. Insert mama joke
it's
pun
very,
here.
It's very accurate to the proportions of the CGI model. Yeah. That was also incredibly wrong.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like a valid falsehood. It's accurate to what we saw, but what we saw found out actually was wrong after a point. So it's like, it's right, but it's wrong. You know, hopefully I'm wondering if there's someone out there that bought like three or four, and they got the guy from Jurassic Park doing the you know, thing where he's holding back the Velociraptor.
There's that. Yeah, I've already seen that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at some renders right now of an actual Velociraptor, and I guess it depends on the species. Most of them are not that. It's not that thick in the hips, but there are a couple that you could say might be that thick in the hips, but most aren't.
The raptor doesn't bother me as much as his robot mode, and it's a shame because I like to leave my figures in robot mode.
Yeah.
I'm just really upset that, And again, this is, I think Matt was going to comment on this, and Matt uses his lead in about how a figure, and I mentioned this on Twitter, really expensive toys should not have bargain basement instructions. And that's kind of what I've been hearing, is the instructions are very, very low quality, very not visually friendly on what's moving where. And that's just, if this is going to be a true masterpiece, even your instructions show a level of competence that we're not really seeing.
Yeah, I think they're messing with us, because like they put really nice ratchets in the wrist that work really well, and then the ankles where they should be are just friction, and it's not enough to hold the weight of the figure. Like,
so I'm reading the chat right now, and some of the comments are basically, he's a little out of proportion to a Velociraptor, but he's dead on to the animation because he was that way, which I, you know, makes sense. And, you know, of course, they have to make some concessions to make the robot mode work. But the best comment, though, is your Dinobot looks constipated. And that is exactly right.
I looked at his neck in the video, because I watched when Dinobot died, and his neck was spoilers. Not that fat. It was not that fat.
I haven't transformed mine to robot mode yet. Hey, John, I haven't transformed mine to robot mode yet. I was going to do it during the show, but I really lost all interest in doing that. I just, like, between the coughing, I may be running a fever now. I definitely don't want to risk it after you broke yours.
Yeah, and Brian, this guy named XV Braun, who made a chicken boo reference, I think he needs to be, you know, kicked from the chat.
That went right over my head.
Chicken boo makes everything worse, of course, as we all know. So that's not helping add insult to injury, literally, in Dinobot's case.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
His arm broke, that's why.
I wish I didn't buy him. He was a very expensive master.
Wow.
I feel the same way. I haven't transformed it to robot mode yet, but just, like, having it, I think I'd rather have the money.
That's not something Dakara probably wants. I mean, they could probably care less what we think, but
I'm just sitting here full of smug satisfaction right now. Just go ahead.
But I mean, and I'll be honest, this does cause me to have some worry for Megatron, even though he's a lot simpler transformation. If the tolerances are not there during assembly, crack, fall, boom, there goes $200+ down the crapper, because a screw was too tight, or a ratchet wasn't lubed, or the stars weren't in proper alignment or something.
And I hate how it has the giant elaborate stand, because you know you're paying extra for that. And
that stand's so cheap too.
But it's so big, cheap. And I think it's a pretty nice stand, honestly.
I mean, he needs a stand because he can't stand on his own. Yeah. So
I don't think they realized that when they decided to include the stand. But
yeah. You have one ratchet that falls apart. You got one ratchet that's in its wrist that's really nice, and no ratchets in the feet on either mode. Just it's like something doesn't add up.
Well, and especially as unposable as you made the Raptor mode legs look too, it doesn't seem like the ankle joint should be that loose and flexible in the first place. There's no point.
Right, because the whole upper part of the leg doesn't move. It's tabbed in. It's not supposed to move.
I think with Dinobot, Takara basically flew too close to the sun here. They wanted to make this character, but at the same time, they were taking on one of the two most impossible to actually realize as a real transforming object character designs, the other one arguably being Terrorsaur, whose robot mode literally has zero relation to the Beast mode. If they could make that one work, I'll be really impressed. Megatron, I think, probably has a better chance, just because the show model did not deviate that much from how the original toy actually worked. Of course, there was proportion tweaks and everything, but like the fundamentals of the engineering are all just right there. It should be a lot easier to actually make a good thing out of that. And even if it's not, I don't care. I will find a nice chair for it and pose it sitting in robot mode forever brushing its dino hand's teeth. Yeah. And I will be satisfied with that.
And but, the Ultra Class Megatron is actually a pretty decent figure. They could use the same engineering and just make it Masterpiece style just by using that mold.
But, you know, the one thing is that if Takara is going to make us pay Hot Toy and Sideshow prices for these figures, we need Hot Toys and Sideshow prices quality. Otherwise, you're going to have people like Diecast and Brian who have purchased, you know, they have cognitive dissonance from spending that much money on a figure that is basically breakable.
Don said cognitive dissonance. That is awesome.
I thought he said cognitive dissonance.
No, he said dissonance, but I think the term I would go with is regret.
Yeah. I don't have two simultaneous conflicting thoughts and ideas in my head so much. Exactly. I mean, I kind of just wish I hadn't bought it. But with that being said, the question is in the chat, and we talked about it, like, you know, if Megatron's $100 more, are we still getting it? Megatron ended up being about $10 more. So...
yeah, if you got the Amazon Japan pre-order at the right time, it was a pretty good deal, actually.
Yeah, but, you know, the question is, I don't know. We'll see. But we're suckers, you know. I kind of got to buy this stuff.
I'm getting Megatron. I mean, I think they'll do much better with him.
And to Don's point about Hot Toys pricing versus Hot Toys quality, we have to keep in mind, a Hot Toys figure can be big and super detailed. It doesn't have to transform. There's a lot less.
Right, I agree. But I'm still saying you're not getting what you're paying for at these price levels right now. If Dinobot is going to be a looking glass into the possible future,
arguably to get equivalent quality to a Hot Toys thing, to roll with your example, you'd be looking at like double the price.
Yes, exactly.
Basically, like that.
You think so?
Absolutely. Because the complexity of a Transformer compared to a Hot Toys toy, absolutely. You're looking at $400 to like $600. Okay,
well, that's fair. That's fair.
Think about it, the Flame Toys Drift and the Tarn that's coming out are essentially the Hot Toys comparison. They don't transform. They're just super detailed, super poseable. Yeah. And from what I recall of hearing people talk about the Drift, it was also built really nice. So, I mean, that's basically your apples to apples right there, and it's the same price level.
Yeah, you know, that's a much better comparison. It's just, I just find paying this much money for toys and not getting an equivalent level of quality. Again, like you said, though, Dinobot was basically, you know, Pandora's box, and they were trying to, you know, open it with a sledgehammer.
And then turn it inside out.
Yeah. So, what else did you get, Diecast?
Just Blastoff.
Why is Blastoff mistransformed in the package?
I don't have that to show. I've got credit card debt, too.
I don't think that's a new development, though, Diecast.
It didn't occur to me really till I opened it that, Blastoff is mistransformed in the package. And I don't... I think there's room in the package. Let me double check. Yeah, there should be room in the package to actually have it completely transformed correctly, but it's not. So, but it's not a big deal. It only takes a second to fix. I got Blastoff, plus I got the Wave 3 Prime Masters, the Legends class figures, Outback and Centrosaur, and
Isn't Cinderosaur pretty? The colors on that. The colors really work on that mold.
Yeah, I think so. And I'll have Repugnus tomorrow.
Friday for me. And
Raptor, it's much better scale.
Yeah, it is. You're exactly right.
And the arms stay on.
Yeah, I think I'll have my Repugnus
I haven't
Friday.
Broke this one yet.
Yeah. Jason, did you get anything?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the same. I got Blastoff. He's currently on my Bruticus. So the fake Blastoff has been removed. I got my BBTS in the day after we recorded last week, so I have another Ripper Snapper now. I did have another Hunger, but I did get rid of that one, so thanks to Anthony for taking that one off my hands. Let's see, Wave 3 Legends and Prime Masters. I don't know if I'm keeping the Legends, though, because I already have both molds, and I looked them in the package, and I was like, I don't know.
Well, you already have them in your possession. You might as well keep them at this point.
I mean, there's a good chance I will. And the funniest part is, I say that about the mold, but the two other things I got was, I got R.I.D. Prime and R.I.D. Grimlock, which are two molds I already have, just in different colors, but I like the mold so much, I got them again. So apparently for R.I.D., I'm okay with that, but for Power of the Primes, I'm hesitant to open them again. I'm strange. I don't know what else to say about that, so... But at least you
recognize the strangeness and are able to address it.
It's hard to avoid. It's very hard to miss.
I think recognizing and addressing are two separate things here, and he's only accomplished one of those.
You could be right.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
Yeah. Chris?
So I don't think I bought anything, but I did get from my Amazon wish list a nice new shirt.
Oh, awesome.
Ooh.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
There was no note in the package, so I don't know who sent it, but whoever you are, thank you. I like this a lot. It's a very nice shirt.
Cool. Matt.
Okay, how are you feeling about off-topic stuff this week, Brian?
I don't care.
We have time. Diecast didn't get a full load this week.
Good. So I picked up some more Marvel Legends. I got me some more Thunderbolts. I got Speed Demon, Boomerang, and Shocker.
Oh, nice.
Still a couple figures I can pick up. The one thing I really wanted from San Diego Comic-Con, Psycho Green Ranger.
Oh, nice.
All right.
How did you accomplish that?
Found one for a decent price I was willing to pay. So
good. Okay.
It is really nice. It feels like the quality is bumped up from every figure before it. It's too bad that Bandai lost the license and won't be making these anymore.
Wait for is perfect and canceled.
Yeah. There's paint on the back of a Bandai figure and everything. It's amazing.
Oh my gosh. It's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah. And I got a new Kaku Ranger Doron changer because my old one met with an unfortunate circumstance and is no longer complete. But I got another one. So
what happened to it?
There are some small pieces, and let's just say I've learned not to keep a trash can next to my collection anymore.
Oh,
that's wise.
Yeah.
Hey, just heads up. I'm going to go ahead and go to, I don't care if people know where I live, as long as I don't get, boxes of awesome toys in the mail. But if I drop off, that's because I have a cell headed right from my house.
Hi. Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Well, wow. That doesn't look that bad.
No, but, you know.
That's barely
if he drops off, we drop off.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll just keep talking to ourselves and then send him a recording so he has a podcast?
That works.
I don't have any recording going. Hopefully Jason does.
Yeah. I do.
Hooray! Okay, then we should be set.
All right.
Yeah, we don't need you, Brian.
That's true. Yeah, I'll just go.
Yeah, if we end up dropping off live stream, maybe we'll just, interact with the chat a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, so... Moving on to on-topic things, I got the Hot Soldiers Cliff Jumper and Hubcap 2-pack, and Cliff Jumper has the best third-party name ever. He is Flyover Mountain.
That's amazing.
It sounds literally translated Chinese at that point.
What's Hubcap's name?
Tax.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Oh. It's... Cliff Jumper is called Flyover Mountain. Doesn't really matter. they are pretty nice. They are incredibly hollow from the back. He does come with a little backpack thing that will plug in there to cover that up a little bit, make it look better. His torso is a little bit elongated for my personal preference, but I mean I like it. And it was a 2-pack for $30.
Oh wow!
So, yeah.
Dang.
The car modes are really nice. They come with pistols and the bazookas from More Than Meets the Eye when he tries to shoot Megatron and misses with a bazooka.
How do they compare in size with the real Legends Bumblebee? Because considering we're never going to get Hubcap or Cliff Jumper as official Legends at this point, I might need to consider this myself.
Well, hold on a second, because I opened these right before the show and haven't had a chance to compare yet.
As far as Cliff Jumper missing, I like that in the G2 version of that episode, they use one of the overlays to actually show his crosshairs veering off of Megatron at the last second. still inexplicably, but like they still tried to kind of patch over, like, why did he miss? He has a rocket launcher.
Yeah.
And okay, the element of surprise.
So, I got Senator Sore in the mail too. So here is a side by side comparison.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, that worked.
Yeah, pretty good.
I can usually live with the hollow stuff. That's just a little too hollow for me.
Well, you said there's like a backpack piece you can put in though.
Yeah, you got to put it in though.
Yeah, but if you're gonna leave it in robot mode most of the time, who cares?
Yeah.
And with Senator Sore, I also got Outback. So nice. I am so close to having a complete mini bot collection, you know,
and yet so far, forms,
and it will just never be completed.
Wasn't there like a screenshot of somebody on Twitter complaining about Outback being a repaint?
Outback has always been.
That would be the point.
That was the video being passed around.
Seeing that myself.
Yeah. Like I want to make the joke, people but I don't want people complain? To think I'm serious.
No, but that does remind me of way back during Armada when Aaron Archer was posting on TFW as Orson and was talking about Armada Skywarp coming out and it having the retooled parts, and somebody replied saying, couldn't you make that just as a straight recolor instead? I don't remember exactly what his response was, but you can kind of imagine, you know, what he must have been thinking at that point.
Mm. I got the Wave 3 Prime Masters.
What do you think?
I got, Bludgeon Bomb Burst and Octopunch. I like them. I've always liked these things. It saddens me that there won't be any more.
Yeah,
I wish we had loved them too. For the other ones.
I have absolutely no need for the ones in that San Diego Comic-Con set. Without the Pretender shells, they are dead to me.
So, yeah, pretty much.
I got Blast Off as well. I'll have Repugnus tomorrow. But Blast Off.
Yeah, me too.
The colors on this look way better than the Unite Warriors version, and the plastic just feels a lot better. I don't know what the difference in the plastic was, but this feels like solid.
Unite Warriors was kind of questionable.
Yeah.
And I also got Power of the Primes Wreck-Gar.
Wow.
And Power of the Primes Wreck-Gar.
Did you get fun in the store?
Power of the Primes Wreck-Gar.
How much?
Oh, here we go.
Robot
and Power of the Primes Wreck-Gar.
That is amazing.
Matt, where
you got those from Toy Dojo, didn't you?
No, I did get them from Robot Kingdom.
Oh, okay. So that was a lot of shipping then, wasn't it?
Yeah, but if I
divided by four.
Yeah, you don't have a Walgreens candy. Okay,
but I have to ask Matt.
No, I do not.
Why? Why would you troop build?
Because it's a Junkion.
Yeah, but it's the same Junkion.
Different Junkion than we've got before.
Did you see season 3, Don? They kept reusing, like even the Lithonian character model.
Yeah, I did see season 3.
All the Junkions look the same.
That's why I prefer season 2. That's why.
I was only willing to pay the Robot Kingdom shipping because I was getting multiples. Like,
right.
I do have standards. And I got the Big Bad Toy Store and Captured Prey orders in this week. So I have, as well as my Abominus on my shelf back there, I also have, you know, another entire Terracon team on card and in box, which I'm fine with. I like the Terracons.
And if you're going to TFCon, that might be good trade fodder.
No, it won't.
It's not easy to bring with you either.
And I got Predaking.
You like it?
What do you think?
Okay, so he's pretty good in robot mode. He is a little thin around the waist. I'll get over that. You can put the arms on in the correct configuration. So
yes.
Yeah.
Individually, they feel like straight up play school toys.
They look like it too.
Yeah. He's definitely going to be staying in combined mode for most of the time. So yeah, I wish he would have been, you know, four deluxes and a Voyager.
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty much. Well,
how about four Voyagers and a slightly bigger Voyager?
No, because I just think I would much
proportions out.
I think I would much rather have him go with all of my other combiners except for Devastator. For
no, that's silly. I mean, he's Predicate King. He needs to be the size of Unicron.
And I think that's finally all I got this week.
Wow, that was a nice week.
Yeah.
My paycheck didn't think so.
Rob, did you get anything?
I got Blastoff, who, yeah, it's, I had never had the Unite Warriors one. I like it fairly well. It is definitely, you know, very Takara in its engineering. The thing that bothers me about Blastoff, and since it's the only thing I got this week, I'm going to go into this for a second. I hope you don't. Is that it comes so close to being engineered to be, work either way as a in either robot mode, but does not quite. If you use the default configuration that it's packaged in for the US version, the arms don't quite fit right for the space shuttle mode.
Ooh.
They do not actually lock down. If you switch them so that you have the shuttle nose chest, like the Japanese version did, it will actually work.
That's the first thing I did when I took it out of the package.
And okay, here's the other thing about that. Just, you know, that almost but not quite engineered to, you know, work both ways. Of course, there are also like defined thumbs on those arms, so you kind of have to switch them if you want to use the other robot chest. Here's a fun thing. If you look at the back of the package, those renders cheat because it shows the, you know, the toy version chest with, you know, the nose folded down so you can't see it. And then, but then on the shuttle mode, the arms have been swapped so that they actually fit properly and the stripe face is the right way. So yeah, I like it. Despite all of this, I do like it. If the Unite Warriors version was actually a little bit more delicate feeling, I'm glad I waited for this one, because I think it's, you know, it doesn't feel bad, but it definitely has that kind of Takara feeling of having some more thin moving parts than most of the Combiner Wars Deluxes did.
So where should I swap out the arms? So I pop the arms off.
At the upper arms.
I took them off at the ball joint.
At the ball joint. I took
them off at the ball joint and switched them.
And then you switch out the upper arm, the swivel piece, or?
I just popped them at the upper arm swivel. Maybe I should have done the whole thing ball joint and all.
Well,
yeah, now I gotta go get my Bruticus.
Fort Max tweeted something a little while ago. Let me see if I can find it. Hasbro's version of Unite Warriors Blastoff is misassembled but easily fixed. Just switch the very top parts of his arms. The bits that stick out should face down in shuttle mode, regardless of which side of the torso is the front.
Hmm.
Okay.
So is it misassembled, or is this like...
Well, that sounds like there is like just a factory misassembly issue.
Yeah.
And then I think the other part we're talking about might be aesthetic issues.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
So now mine, the arms look like this from the side. I think that's accurate.
Yeah, I think it is. Okay, now I'm just confused.
Cool. Okay. So Don, what'd you get?
Nothing really major this week. Thanks to some Dynanomics, I basically picked up it was more of a win than anything else, but basically I got a Studio Series Lockdown. Still debating on why, but it does look pretty good in the package. So, you know, and I got them for $10 after some Dynanomics, so I'm not going to really complain. But that's really it. Blastoff is on its way. My Repugnus is not shipped yet, so maybe mine will be coming. I'll have it for next week, maybe.
Hey, Don. Mine will be here tomorrow.
Was that Don's mic? That was Don's mic, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay. Sorry, we're just calibrating here. Cool. John, what'd you get?
So I forgot to pre-order Dinobot on Amazon Japan, and I don't feel like dropping $250 on him, so I didn't get him. I don't feel like dropping $250 now or perhaps ever. Thanks, guys. So I got Blastoff this weekend. I got Repugnus today. That's fun. I got the second pressing of the G1 soundtrack that I'll put on the wall. I'm not going to play it. So instead of spending the $250, I did spend about $200. They get $180 maybe with tax and everything on Lego Voltron, which is the greatest experience of my life. And I've only built the yellow lion, so I'm in for a treat. Anyway, so yeah, it's from the Lego Ideas program where you can present your crazy crackpot idea to Lego, and it might go through the meat grinder of Lego's approvals and actually happen. And so this is like after 2 years of round and around with the creators of this Lego Voltron, it's a thing, and it came
more
out this
than
week.
That, I remember voting on that like 3-4 years ago. It was one of the it seems like it was one of the early submissions of the project. Mm-hmm. And they were like, nah, it'll never happen.
I didn't think
of licensing and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. And man, here it is. And that's just awesome.
Did.
Well, so, yeah, it's like 2300 pieces. Shows,
and it's 15 inches tall. So it's big and it's hefty. Nice. And it's neat and it's awesome. And yeah, if you have Dinobot money laying around, I would recommend venturing out and grabbing Lego Voltron. So
that's up on John. He's talking me into Voltron, and
you know what this means too. You know what this means too. Hashtag Lego Voltron before Unicron.
Yes.
Yes, we're done here.
Wait, hashtag Lego Unicron before Unicron.
I mean,
you know, I would even go hashtag Lego Vehicle Voltron before Unicron.
Oh, yes. That was yes. Awesome. That was low.
So hey,
it was like, meant to be.
I'm one lion into this thing, and they've nailed it so far. So yeah, I would take all the Voltrons. I'd take the other two.
I think I need to find one of those.
Me too.
Yeah, I want it.
Lego Ideas comes out with a lot of interesting looking stuff that I would never buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, same here. But the Voltron is one that I actually would buy.
That's cool. So okay. So is that all of us? Okay, so speaking of bricks, 2011, This Week in History, Creo hits retail. Yeah, so.
Well, I couldn't have planned that better if I knew what we were going to be talking about this week.
So, yeah, Creo, and you can still buy it. That's amazing that it's had this lifespan, considering.
Kind of.
How. I'm not going to say it's a failure. I mean, Hasbro is the one.
Are you not?
I mean, Hasbro is going to be the one who'd have to say it's a success or failure, but. I mean, they still make it, and they, you know.
They do?
Yeah.
Where? I understand it's been pretty popular in China.
You can still get it at Family, Dollar General.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Like they stuff have it at a store I never go to. Great.
But no, like, the Creo brand in China actually expanded into other franchises outside of, you know, Transformers and G.I. Joe and the like. So, like, it had a better life there than it did here.
Yeah, so, hey, Creo. I don't think it... I still have never put together that Terradrome that I got from Diecast.
Neither have I.
Neither really? Have I.
Yeah. I remember seeing that thing, and I was so impressed when I saw it at Toy Fair.
Let's see, I think I got a basic Creo Optimus Prime from, like, the first wave of stuff that came out and put that together, and just, like... Oh, okay. I'm done with that experience now.
Pretty much what I did. Yeah. I seem to recall the thing I liked most about it is that it was a nice little head sculpt from Classics Optimus Prime if you needed a spare head for something.
Actually, I picked up loose from somebody's part sale years and years ago the head from the Sentinel Prime kit, which is like it's almost perfect animated Sentinel, just in the wrong colors.
Mm-hmm.
I figured I would just like have that around in case I decided to like try to do something custom one day with something. Obviously, that never happened.
What we can say for sure, though, is Creo is a bigger success than Built to Rule.
Yes.
Built to Rule.
Yeah. I still find those like in thrift shops occasionally.
I feel bad because the only time I would buy Creo is when it was on sale.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way I am with Mega Bloks.
Yeah, so I'm like, it's kind of my fault it failed. Because
I feel that way about Mega Bloks all the time.
We can say that about a lot of things we collect, though, so.
Well, I, you know, my feeling on that has always been, you know, people blame buying on clearance and piracy and things like that for things failing. It's like, no, you're talking about people who would never have done this otherwise, not people who otherwise would have paid full price. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
So, yeah, there's that.
That's true. I still feel like there is kind of, like, it builds a habit for even people who would pay full price when they keep seeing the stuff go on clearance 6 months later. It's just like, yeah, you know what? I could pay full price now, or I could wait a little bit and basically be guaranteed to get this for, like, you know, a third to half the price. Maybe I will wait.
And that's exactly what you knew with Creo. It was like, oh yeah, when Toys R Us had it, you're like, oh, this will be clearance in 6 months.
And for the most part, people just wanted the Creons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're like, with Lego, at least people want the kits. People just want Creons.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people who just want the Lego minifigures too, but, like, I think it's more of an even split there.
Yeah. So that's cool. Okay, let's move to this week in history. So Wonderfest was this past weekend, I guess, and a few things popped up there, but the one that was, I guess, most surprising was Masterpiece Hound. And boy, is that Masterpiece Hound.
Thank goodness we're going back to cars.
Yes. As it should be.
I don't need it. I mean, I'm going to get it.
You're a terrible person then.
Like, I'm not, I mean, I'm going to get it. And I'm probably going to sell my war dog, gun dog, but from, was that Make Toys?
Make Toys, yeah.
Yeah, but with that Sun Surge, I haven't sold yet. But, I mean, I'm not super excited by it, but I don't dislike it either.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my Willis, and I'm like, he looks pretty good. but this looks just as good. I'm going to get this one, too, just because I want to see, you know, I want to experience the transformation, and I always support the official product. And, I mean, I think it looks great. I love Hound. G1 Hound is awesome. So, yeah,
I mean, it looks great, but I've got Gundog, and unless Hound really brings something unique to the table, I don't see double dipping another $89.99 for Hound unless there's something really special there. I was hoping the next Masterpiece car would be Trailbreaker, so, you know, we could go ahead and get our Trailbreaker and Hoist out of that. But I'm glad Hound's being done. It's just,
I mean, that could be the next thing. You never know.
So what?
So
what I hate, though, is I hate the fact that I actually really like the new Masterpiece Optimus.
You do?
I really don't.
Those shoulders look like a mess.
Yeah. The shoulders look a mess. The face is a little bit too long for me.
I think it's pretty well on model for the animated series version more than the movie version. And I do like that. And I think there's a place for that.
I didn't want it. I didn't want to like it, but I can't help myself.
That's all right. I'm sure you'll change your mind when you see the price tag, Brian.
Yeah.
actually wasn't the price revealed.
No,
because I saw something that said $279.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I'm trying to remember where I saw it, but
that makes it even easier to skip.
That was the price attached on the posting that I saw.
Yeah, I mean, I could change my mind maybe when
number it on.
Yeah, I could probably change my mind when I see this thing in color, but right now looking at it, I think I'm fine with MP10.
But, you know, I got to wonder just if those shoulders are just not, you know, fine-tuned and it's...
It's a prototype. There's probably some looseness there. I'm sure it's not supposed to look like that. But, I mean, I'm not impressed so far with what I'm seeing. But, you know, I hated Masterpiece Ironhide when I saw it, too.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Once I got it in hand, I fell in love.
And I actually really like
And we liked and also Masterpiece Dinobot when we saw him, and that didn't work out.
Yeah.
Plus the fact I got that... upgrade.
I always hated that. It just took you guys this long to catch up to me.
True.
and there's also the fact that we know there's going to be all the repaints for Optimus, all the usual repaints. So if there's something you missed and didn't get when in the MP10 repaints, if you want to try the mold, you can at least get a repaint at some point with the new one. So that way you have a character that you don't have and a mold you don't have. Yeah. So you can kind of at least look at it that way.
So good point. I will get Nemesis 3.0. Good point.
Don, will you get 7-Eleven version 3?
I would.
actually, if they do like the Evangelion one, I mean, I like my KO one.
Hopefully they won't.
But But, you know, yeah, I know what it takes.
No. See, we got Dawn 7-Eleven. What we need now is a Sheetz Optimus Prime for Brian.
Heck yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That would be awesome. Hey, so we talk about different versions. We have the new version of Wheeljack, which is MP20+.
Speaking of boring.
And I kind of like it.
I do like it. One of the few nagging problems I had with MP Wheeljack was the white on the back of his hands with the taillights. And this, I mean, the color matches the rest of his hands. I think it looks pretty good.
I just don't see. This is like Shockwave. This is like.
It's not like Shockwave. Well, this costs $90 as opposed to $200.
No, I mean, yes, you're right, but also no, not where I was going. The animation of the, I just don't see the need to double dip. The other one is a fine. I don't see the need to replace that one with this one. I just can't put that much emphasis on the changes. It just.
Well, I will have one in car mode and one in robot mode. Yeah. So there you go. Just like I have Sideswipe and Threat Alert.
And we'll do with Prowl, probably.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
let's see here. Before we move anything else, any other Siege stuff? Oh, yeah. So we have Siege Hound Retool. What? I didn't see the story.
Oh, this is great.
It's a... What it is on the packaging
Hope art, for the future, that's what it is.
On the packaging art, there's a picture of Hound with a hot spot. Head
hot shot
hot yes. shot hot, I'm sorry
shot.
Cybertron sorry. Defense Hotshot's head sculpt. It is pretty unmistakable.
Oh, holy and, crap.
Yeah, isn't that great?
That is awesome.
Yeah, and just if they decide to sell that as that mold of Cybertron Defense Hotshot, I am down for that. I would love to see some Unicron Trilogy stuff in here.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, the last notable instance we had of this kind of a production error was with Titans Return Chrome Dome, whose art had Getaway's head before Getaway was announced. So hopefully this is showing that we actually will get this hotshot instead of this being kind of like how there's Demolisher parts on Onslaught, but that never came out anywhere.
I'm just going to go hit up all the Wonderfest stuff while we're there. So we are getting an Encore Big Convoy,
mm-hmm.
which is one of those things, like, I don't know where my Big Convoy is. It's somewhere. So I don't want to buy
it. So you might as well buy a new one.
Yep. Yeah.
I have to wonder if, I haven't checked on this, but I wonder if the Son of Kong Big Convoys are still running about $69 or if they've actually just dried up by this point.
Well, probably not based on your experience looking for the Son of Kong Brave Toys.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true, because that was a shock to the system.
So what are we getting here? Just a straight up Big Convoy? Or
I think it's a more animation accurate deco, but I'm not super familiar with the original Big Convoy toy to make that determination definitively.
It's hard to tell the photograph with colors. I mean, the colors look a little more vibrant, but I mean, eh. Now the shoulders, I thought that was in white on the toy, but it's been a while since I looked at it.
Blade Raider in the chat says the original toy had a clear plastic left arm.
The Nemesis one does too, actually.
Yeah, and it's no longer in clear plastic, just for one thing.
That's good.
Hmm.
Okay. Let's see, other Wonderfest stuff.
They also had the Lucky Draw Blue Big Convoy on the display up behind that, but as far as I was able to find out, basically it's just there for exhibit's sake and is not indicating a release of that.
Yeah. Of course, I and a lot of people own the best version of Big Convoy, which is, of course, Ultra Mammoth.
Yeah,
a lot of people have been mistaking that blue Big Convoy for Ultra Mammoth, which I'm sure is not going to turn into any kind of, like, popular misconception problem a year from now at all.
So we're also getting, is it going to be a two-pack of Grotesque and Repugnus?
And Repugnus, yeah, as far as we can tell, it's a two-pack release.
That's interesting.
Well, it makes sense. No, as well.
You know, they had Double Cross. They had Double Cross in the Legends line already, so
Right.
They'll do the retools of the two-pack together.
And the Throne of the Primes is also there, and that actually went up for pre-order this morning from Big Bad Toy Store for $90. Yep.
$90. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, that's only $10 more. That's only $10 more than the Hasbro Toy Shop.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
No,
$20 more, but it's, as far as we can tell, it looks like it's going to be, what, a general retail release for Takara Tomy, so it's not going to be as difficult to get, which, given what SDCC exclusives end up costing on eBay, probably makes that extra $20 worth it at some
point. Need to keep in mind, though, you see in the picture, I think the picture you have up there, if you scroll down, there's a blue tag next to the nameplate, which basically says display sample only actual product can and will vary.
Okay,
it's a white tag with blue text. So it probably will not actually come out identical to the SDCC release, whether it's, you know, different Prime Masters or some other variation to keep the convention exclusive one still technically exclusive.
Yeah. It'd be great if it had the pretender suits in it, so it was actually better than
They'll put the Cloudburst Pretender Shell. I think that was the one they were going to include with Grand Max. Yeah.
One thing I noticed is that I'm pretty sure some of the Prime Masters sitting next to it in that photo are just some of the ones we've gotten at retail already. So if we're lucky, what the difference is that they just didn't have the exclusive Prime Masters on hand in Japan to show with this, and it'll be identical.
Maybe. So, or it'll include like one of every Prime Master.
That would be good, too.
So we got also Siege was on display, and we get to see what the packaging will look like. So it's right there.
They've graduated generations into studio style deluxe boxes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Because years of Marvel Legends and Star Wars Black Series have shown that people are less hesitant to pay $20 for a toy that comes out of the box.
Yeah. It's psychology.
No. It's also more easily repacked, so, you know, if you want to have the option to keep your collection in packaging,
true,
that's also kind of a benefit.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. So, we're done with Wonderfest stuff. So, one thing that really hit big today, and I was surprised that this was such a big news item. Is everyone familiar with Fathom Events?
Yes.
Yep.
They're the ones who did the Star Trek The Next Generation theatrical show.
Yeah, so basically what they do...
To promote the Blu-ray releases.
And I may be oversimplifying and generalizing this, but the way I understand it, basically, is they work with theaters, and they basically rent out a screen. And they show whatever they want to show, and they make an event of it. When I say event, like, literally, you know, it's there might be a little featurette that... before something, it's different than just going to see a straight up movie. Typically, I think they did the Dragon Ball Z.
They also do the Riff Tracks live showings. Yes.
They do a lot of stuff, but they are partnering with Hasbro Studios to in theaters September 27th across, I guess, at the U.S. at least. Transformers the Movie, 1986.
In like 500 theaters, I think.
Man.
So
that is awesome. I am so happy to be able to see this on the big screen.
The tickets go on sale Friday, so there should be the list of participating theaters at that time.
Yeah.
Right now we don't know where you have to go to actually see this.
I know the theater that is just south of me, the Nice Theater, tends to run Fathom Events, so I'm pretty happy about that. So I'm pretty sure that Triplett's going to come down. We'll go see it. It's not like I've
There's a theater near Hey Mickey that frequently runs Fathom Events too, and we're kind of hoping they will have this, and I'll head down there for that just for the experience.
So realistically, it's not like people haven't even recently-ish seen the movie in a theater. I mean, there are theaters all over the U.S. where, you know, theater owners we'll just have a Blu-ray player and throw in whatever, and people can watch movies like this. There was an event before BotCon 2007, I think, or maybe 2010, where they did this. It's not hard at all to see Transformers on a big screen. I have a projector and I have a 14-foot screen in my backyard. I can watch Transformers on the big screen. But seeing it in a theater.
Yes, I'm sure that's an exactly comparable experience.
It's not. Ryan. It's not far off. No, it's not far off. So like, you know, because there's no.
I remember that time I went to see the Transformers movie in the theater, and then it started raining.
Oh man, that would be great. That would be great. But yeah, like, so there's not a lot of control over this. So they'll put it on whatever theater screen, yeah. But it'll just be fun watching this in a theater with a bunch of people, which is going to be cool. Yeah, I've heard people complain about the picture quality on Fathom Events. I know the first Dragon Ball Z movie I watched, it didn't look great. The second one looked fine, just like any other movie.
I only saw Resurrection F, and I didn't have any problems with how that looked.
Yeah, I went. Well, I have to imagine this will be going off the 4K render they did for the Blu-ray for this, so this should look fine.
It'll probably just go off the Blu-ray.
It's got to be the highest quality version they have access to. They're working with Shout Factory too, so
it'll probably it'll probably just be a Blu-ray, or it may go over satellite, whatever. But it'll be that render. But I doubt there'll be many 4K screens that are showing it. But if it was, it's not going to look any different.
So is 3.5 years old too young to take a child to go see Mass Murders of Robots? Anyone?
Wait. Well, I mean, yes, because
1986. No,
I was about to say yes. It is because I just have this memory that I hope they're showing The Great Mouse Detective next door, so my brother can be in that theater instead because he was too young.
So in the chat, Night Sword said Fathom did it last year with Transformers the movie. Just nobody made a big deal of it. So that's kind of great.
Hey, Brian, just a quick unrelated thing. I was looking at the price for the Prime on HTS because I thought it was $79, but y'all were right. But all of Cyberverse is now in stock on Hasbro Toy Shop.
Oh, my God.
Oh, cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. The Ultimate Optimus is there. The Ultimate Class Optimus and Megatron are there. Everything I clicked is showing in stock.
Man, I wish I could go buy something when I'm recording a podcast, but unfortunately, I'm just too busy doing other things to go buy something.
So, I'd also like to point out the fact that for 2 weeks now, I've been saying how I don't want any of these figures. And as soon as Don says they're available, I go, oh, really? And
you don't want them, but you know, your son.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm buying them for.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I don't want them at all. I have no desire for any of these toys anymore.
I'm getting Shockwave. That's it.
I kind of liked the look of Ultimate Megatron the first time I saw it. I might take a look at that eventually.
It still doesn't have any elbows though.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, before we move along, just saying, I'm pretty sure it's Fathom that in, 2 weeks is doing a showing of Grave of the Fireflies. Definitely worth seeing in the theater, I'm certain.
And they're doing Big Lebowski here soon, too.
I'd rather see Grave of the Fireflies. So.
Well, yeah, but still.
Yeah. Okay.
So. I can generate my own depression for free, Brian.
I want to take the kids to go see it, but Kim has no idea what the movie's about. Yeah.
Oh, this isn't going to end well for anyone, is it?
No. Okay.
I can't wait to listen to that episode of the Happy Daily.
BB-01 Bumblebee Movie Optimus Prime. Up close photos of new classic Optimus Prime.
Kind of neat looking.
I wouldn't call that classic Optimus. It's just
That's not my description.
Well, Don, if you were around in 84, this would trip so many nostalgia bones in your body.
basically, it's a new version of evasion mode.
Is it not just the same toy? It looks
like it's a different toy.
It is slightly larger, and the price certainly indicates that it's slightly larger.
It looks good.
Your size going by price.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks good. It's just, it is a new toy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's based off of the evasion mode engineering for sure.
Hey, the box is very colorful. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's over. I want it.
I actually kind of like the thing, but I just, you know, I'm not going to pay $60 for a smaller than a liter toy.
Yeah.
But look at the face, though. The face just looks kind of...
Good to face.
You don't like my face?
It's a movie Optimus Prime face. Don't. But you can at least switch between the mask being on and off.
Yeah, the mask version looks a lot better to me than the...
Well, remember, this is supposed to be set in 1986, so it's young Optimus Prime. That's why his face looks different.
There's this. MAS-03 Soundwave. We have new test shot photos. What's this, like 150 bucks, 200 bucks diecast? How much?
$199
Comes with a transforming laser beak, though.
It is, yeah.
Is that? And you can fit full size tapes inside of him.
Wow.
Yeah, so probably the Ocular Max cassettes that are the size of full size cassettes. Those would probably actually fit.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah, no, you can do
that. I just told you that, diecast.
Oh yeah, that is a real cassette in there, isn't it? Neat.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm gonna have to get it.
Good.
Dang it.
You could wait for the Sound Blaster that will probably exist at some point too.
No, I'll
You can put two cassettes in it.
I'll get Soundwave.
Now I just want to
Sound Blaster comes with a transforming rat bat.
Yeah.
There you go. I just want to throw this out there. Since the tape in there is from the Guardians of the Galaxy, in 6 months from now, are we going to look back at this and go, oh, that was that hint that they're going to bring back the Marvel Transformers crossovers again?
I don't know.
Probably not.
But I'm just saying so that we're right if it happens. Time, this, even though it's just an accessory, this is the first time I've ever seen in a licensed Transformers product that had a toy that actually transformed.
You know, you're right.
Yeah, it's
no, I mean, no, you have the music label.
Usually not something they can do with the music label. That's like produced in association with it was produced in association with Toshiba or whoever, I think, but
I'm sorry, device label.
It wasn't a licensed product as such.
Device label. Was device label
same,
not third
same part? Difference.
Well, okay.
Yeah, same.
I was thinking device label, like the mouse was actually made by somebody else, but
that's what I'm saying. Like it was produced in association, but it was still technically a Takara product.
Okay.
Stuff that is actually like an outside company fully licenses and does all the production and stuff themselves, typically cannot have transforming components. Like we never had
Chevy.
definitive statements to that effect. But like all the evidence points to, if you do a licensed thing, you can only make non-transforming toys. So you're not competing with first-party product.
Did Takara, the manufacturer, Aveo Swerve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that went through the normal production channels. It was just done entirely for the benefit of Chevy.
I thought Chevy designed it.
About the only other licensed transforming.
I mean, Chevy designed what the vehicle mode looked like in that it was an Aveo.
I thought they did the engineering as well.
No, Takara had to have done the engineering on that, otherwise it would be a piece of crap.
Yeah.
Like, if they handed that up to the Gloob team to do the engineering, I don't think we would be looking as fondly back on Aveo. Oh, Titaniums.
ACG 2018 Flame Toys, Kurokara, I'm not even going to say, Victory Leo.
Kurokuri?
Yeah, Star Saber, Devastator, Megatron, and more. Are these model kits? What are they?
Some of them are figures. Some of them are model kits. The Megatron specifically is a model kit. I'm kind of tempted because it's an IDW Megatron that I think is going to run about $50, which compared to most of the other versions of that available is not that bad.
Yep.
And going back to the conversation about licensed products, these, of course, will not transform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But being a More Than Meets the Eye design, that's entirely appropriate.
Yes.
well played. I had the like more anime version Prime of this on pre-order. I think I might
the Furai switch. Model, I think.
Yes, thank you. I think I might switch that to the Nemesis version and then go with IDW Prime and IDW Megs because those two just need to go together.
Seeing a licensed toy of Devastator is just so weird.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, especially one that looks like it's from like 90s Brave cartoon or something.
Yeah.
Or Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad. I kind of get vibes of that off of that Devastator somehow.
Wow, Star Saber's gun is just totally a freaking beam rifle.
I mean, he's pretty Gundam.
And he is extremely Gundam here. I mean, that's new Gundam Shield.
Have we mentioned Victory previously Saber. That Victory League, that they combined? We've mentioned that already, right?
Well, it's on screen right now.
There it is.
Yep.
Victory Saber.
What,
Victory Leo.
So the two model kits break down and then recombine?
I think, I'm not sure if those two are model kits. They may actually be figures, which of course means...
Yeah, those are figures.
Yeah, so Star Saber, Star Saber and Victory Leo do their... Wait, do they not combine, or is it a third figure that's...
No, they as far as I know, they combine. They're in the. I think they're in the same grade of figures as Tarn, though. So it's gonna be expensive.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like $800 worth of toy, right?
Holy
there.
Crap!
So you know, I mean, that's probably what most of the way to a vintage Victory Saber.
Probably.
So about 400. Eh, depends. I mean, it's gonna be loose.
Yeah.
Probably not complete.
Like I said, most of the way, not all the way.
Speaking of Tarn.
Oh, Tarn. I've heard so many people who like refuse to spend money on non-transforming toys.
It's like pretty.
Just giving in. They're giving in. They're like, screw it, I'm doing it.
Now, it's weird that Star Saber reminds me or more of Wing Saber, just on an initial glance.
Kinda, yeah.
That's creative license.
I mean, you do realize that Energon Wing Saber was heavily based on...
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying the knee-jerk reaction I get to seeing that figure is it's more Wing Saber than it is Star Saber, with the way the chest is and everything. It's just
yeah,
you know, just my initial looking at it.
Well, it's entirely possible whoever did the design work for Energon Wing Saber was also just like super into the anime super robot aesthetic too and kind of leaned in the same direction. Like, you know, both of them are going in the same direction coincidentally.
Cool. Let's see here. One sec.
Are we pausing for station ID?
No, I hadn't had it anyway where I coughed. So I'm just it's like right before that. So I'll catch it. Hey, you know what? I don't have to edit out. The Amazon plug. Thank you, Amazon, and everyone who uses their Amazon link to... God, I'm going to have to leave it in now. Who uses our Amazon link. It's how we pay for the show, and boy, howdy, do we need you. Anything you buy at tfradio.net/Amazon helps basically cover the cost of the show and all the hosting fees and everything, so it is much appreciated. So say you buy some toilet paper. What happens is Amazon... We'll ship that to you. It'll cost you no more. Then what they'll do is they'll say, hey, Brian, we're going to give you a little bit of money for that toilet paper, but they're going to wait about 2 months to see if you return the toilet paper. And if you don't, they send me like a penny. And it's the best penny ever because I know that I got that penny because you love us and you bought your toilet paper from tfradio.net/Amazon.
And you know, if you buy the really good toilet paper, like the 2-ply quilted, you probably get 2 pennies back. So, you know, do a nice thing for your butt and a nice thing for the show and get the good toilet paper. Spend a little extra money.
They'll send us back some of that toilet paper money.
No, yeah, I still regret that it wasn't superhero time themed toilet paper.
Hey, but if you want to buy a Transformer, Blast Off is available. tfradio.net/blast.
I also see here in the show notes that you can buy PCP on Amazon.
Yes, punch counter punch. You can pre-order tfradio.net/punch. Repugnus is at tfradio.net/repugnus.
Although I don't think Repugnus is actually available to order right now.
Oh well, that's sad.
He wasn't. I checked because when y'all were talking about getting y'all's, mine hasn't shipped yet, and the link takes you to. We don't know when or if this will be available again. We'll email you if it does.
It's okay because Blastoff was like that for like a week and a half, and then now is back in stock.
Awesome. Hey, John, why don't you tell us about some shirts?
Sure. I'll tell you about some shirts. You want some shirts? You need some shirts. Seriously, cover up. If you go to shirtsicle.com/TF Radio, Shirtsicle, it's like Popsicle, Icicle, but with a shirt. In fact, their logo is a shirt on a stick. Very clever. If you go to shirtsicle.com/TF Radio, you will see our shirt shop where we have all kinds of things for the robot collecting person that you are because you're listening to this podcast. We have G2 flavored robot collector shirts. We have G1 flavored robot collector shirts. We have an RFC shirt, a couple versions of that. If you're a fan of the show and you want to show it to the world, we even have a headmaster shirt that shows some buffed stats from a certain transforming rat, from a flying rat, I should say, a bat perhaps, from 30 plus years ago. Go to tfradio.net and you'll see a link to it as well. You can even go to shirtsicle.com and see from the homepage, probably find us pretty easily. But you support the show by wearing one of our shirts, and they're fine shirts. They're made by the people who run Pro Wrestling Tees. They make gajillions of shirts every day, all day for pro wrestling fans, mostly independent wrestlers and their fans. But these shirts are awesome. They've been doing them for a long time, and they do our shirts, and we love them for that. They are also in sizes small to 5XL, very accommodating for all sizes and shapes. And you can even upgrade from a regular material to kind of a soft touch premium shirt, which is awesome and recommended if you have the resources. So again, shirtsickle.com/TFRadio. That is our shirt shops. You support the show by wearing the shirt. You look great doing it. So it's a win-win. Shirtsickle.com/TFRadio.
So we're talking about show titles in the chat right now. And I think the title of this episode is going to be Donstipated? Do a nice thing for your butt. Yes.
Massey attack.
It's a shame too, because if this was a superhero time show style show and I was editing it, I would totally get me saying Donstipated from the start of the pre-show or whatever, and then the do a nice thing for your button, put them together, and that would be an intro quote.
Yeah, that's great. Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, well, I don't think as good as Donstipation.
No. We've got my review of Razor Claw from the Power of the Primes Predaking set, and he's pretty much the best single figure out of the set, because he has the least of Predaking hanging off of him.
Oh, yeah.
But also, we've got the first commercial for the Cyberverse line with the new tagline, Get More Woe, which that was found for us by Rob Springer. Thank you, Rob. And he was really thrilled with that. I believe that's his official username on Twitter now.
Yeah, that's his current display name.
Yeah, display name. Thank you. That's the one.
Rob Springer on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's zonebase.org. Which I'll mention again here in a minute. Hey, Don, what's on the network this week?
Well, one thing I want to say real quick is, Rob, I think the best thing about your Predaking reviews, personally for me, has been your glorious puns. I feel as though that you went over and above on your puns, and I'm not lying. So, good job.
Thank you. I have to admit that making the title cards for those has probably been my favorite part of the process so far.
What's on the network this week? It's a whole lot. It's one thing.
One thing.
RPG Lessons Learned, episode 65. Laying out a great campaign, starting with last season on this episode session. Of RPG... Session, I'm sorry. On this episode of RPG Lessons Learned, Dusty asked the guys to help lay out the next campaign, just like writing a mystery novel, starting with the last page.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully it won't be a Find Your Fate book, because we all know those suck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, sure, if you start with the last page, they do.
Because, see, whenever I read those books, it was like playing chess. If you don't take your hand off the page, it doesn't count. So you could turn back to the better ending and try again.
I had two of the Transformers Find Your Fate books, and one of them was misprinted.
I remember that. It was...
Yeah, and like as a 7-year-old, I didn't get that it was misprinted, so I could never complete the story. Because, like, if I remember right, like, just literally, like, halfway through, just started, like, the first half all over again. Or something like that.
Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah, yeah. It was just...
Yeah. Diecast, what did you put up on RFC Reviews this week?
I put up the Weijang Ultima Guard, which is their Omega Supreme. It was one I actually recorded and edited and forgot about. And then I was like, oh, this is all ready to go. All I have to do is upload it.
Don't you love when that happens, though?
Yeah. And then I also put up a self-destructing Dinobot.
Yeah.
Well, didn't someone say you got the Coda Hero version on Twitter?
Yes. Yeah. I got the Coda Hero.
Yeah.
He kept overriding and just died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, tfradio.net/reviews.
Cool.
Hey, you got it right on the first try. That's amazing.
Sweet. You can find us at tfradio.net for all our podcasts. Subscribe there. There's a link that says subscribe. You can do it on Android, Google Play, whatever Apple does now. Now Google does Google Podcasts, which I hate. Even though people say they like it, I don't. Yeah, but if you want to subscribe, you can find ways to do that at tfradio.net. I am on Twitter at bkilby, and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. We are on Twitter at TF Radio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. Rob Springer, get more woe. Sorry, Rob, but that's a dumb tagline. He is also.
Oh, let him like what he likes.
I know. I'm not going to. Not pooping in his cornflakes, but, you know, I prefer Raisin Bran. You can also find him at zonebase.org. Get more woe there. Jason, how do people get a hold of you?
I can be found on Twitter at jasonskirk.com. I do want to say real quick that the latest episode of my other show, Povocacy, I made my co-host David watch Transformers 5 the last night. So if you want to hear him suffer through the description of the movie, go to povocacy.com/TF5 and check out our conversation there.
Okay, but did he ever watch Revenge of the Fallen?
The reason he watched the fifth one is because he's seen the previous four.
Oh,
and
okay.
I figured since he's whiffed so many times on movies he's given me to watch, that I need to give him one that he was sure to despise as well. So, mission accomplished.
Makes sense.
You know, for whatever reason, when I hear The Last Knight, my brain goes to The Final Frontier, and I just realize they're both fourth sequels.
Yeah. Fifth movie.
Yeah. So,
and yet I'd rather watch The Final Frontier.
Me too.
Exactly. I mean, it's not had Optimus Prime climbing a mountain for no good reason.
No, he climbed it because it was there.
Merrily, life is but the dream. I love The Final Frontier. I really do.
What does God need with a starship?
And Optimus Prime needs his pain and your faces.
You didn't answer the question. What does God need for the starship? Chris is on the internet.
You don't ask the Almighty for his ID, Brian.
That's so great. Chris is on the internet. Matt, are you on the internet? Do you want to share or do you want me to skip?
Yeah, go ahead and skip. I mean, you can find me at work because I practically live there. That's why I buy so many toys to stem my depression.
Diecast.
You can find me on Twitter at Diecast2, on YouTube at RFC Reviews. No, that's on Facebook at RFC Reviews.
No, Reviews by Diecast on Facebook.
Reviews by Diecast. You can also go to tfradio.net.
You got your one freebie in, and now all the rest is ruined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Don.
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EVR. And I would like to say that while Get More Woe may not be the best Twitter handle, it sounds like the perfect title for the Japanese theme song version of Cyberverse.
Oh, yeah.
It would be the song title they would use for the Japanese version.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Let's see here. Rob.
I am on Twitter at Figure Viewers and Flail Throughs. Also on YouTube at Flail Throughs, where we are posting videos from Gundam Battle Operation 2, which is the new free-to-play Gundam game on Japanese PSN. And if you have a request for a specific mobile suit in that or in New Gundam Breaker, hit me up for a couple of bucks at patreon.com/flailthroughs.
Awesome. Awesome. John.
That John D everywhere.
Excellent. That was easy. So I'm about to cough my lungs out. Dear God, I hope I don't get really sick again. That would suck.
Who's hosting next week when Brian's out?
We'll find out. Hey, Jason.
Jason has volunteered. Okay.
Excellent.
I'm fine.
I'll definitely be streaming.
Yeah. Awesome. So they'll see you next week. I hope I do. Have a good one.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
You're listening to RFC Throwback.
And now, through the magic of the RFC Network, the computer enhanced, ha ha ha, podcast of Radio Free Cybertron, RFC Throwback.
Hey, you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. I am Brian Kilby, and with me this week, via MSN Messenger, I have Goldimus Prime. Hey, Goldie, how's it going? What? Isn't technology awesome? I used to have to, like, call Turin up on the phone and to get the same sort of effect.
I bet it'll sound a lot better than it makes it sound later.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so today is November 7th, 2003, and this is the original Transformers Internet Radio Show. No trans talk, none of that stuff. We are the only one. So, Goldie, do you have any, like, Armada reviews for us this week? What do you think about Armada, anyway? I don't think we've done a show since it started. What are your thoughts? What? Crap. Computer's on. I don't like the show that much. I can't really tell if I like it better than Robots in Disguise or not. Robots in Disguise wasn't that great, but Minicons are awesome. I do like Minicons. Minicons are pretty cool, but but Robots in Disguise had Skybite, so. What? Skybite had a Minicon? No. Oh man, that would if Skybite had a Minicon though, I wonder what it would have been named. Let's see here. Chopster. Chopstick. Chopstick would be awesome. Let's see here. So Armada is pretty cool. The toys are freaking fantastic. I have a feeling that this will go down as the best Transformers line ever. Man, this connection sucks. I wish there was some way that we could talk to each other, like, over the internet. That would be so cool. What? If we ever do this again, we'll have to use the telephone. I have freaking cable now. I mean, I've had cable for like the last year and a half. I mean, I have like a whopping 3 megabits per second. I mean, but back when we were doing RSC a few years ago, like when we started doing this, I was doing this at like 28.8. But say that again. I think you said you wanted me to play tell the story about the electric fence. The electric fence was such a pain in the butt. So I lived out in the boonies. I live in town now. It's not much of a town, but I live in town now. But there was an electric fence across the road. It was a very large electric fence. It covered dozens of acres. Somehow, there was a blade of grass touching the electric fence, and it was throwing out RF interference. And I would get about 3 minutes on an upload, and it would take me about 3 minutes on an upload, which it took me about, gosh, half an hour to upload the show. And it would kick off my phone line. So that was awesome. Of course, now I have like 384K up, which is insane. That's like 10 times more than I ever had down. And I'm able to upload the show in like 7 minutes now. It's awesome.
The sad part is that you had back then and that's what I have now.
What? Crap. So, yeah, this, it's really cool. I you still have dial-up, so I really can't wait for you to get like cable. I don't know exactly where you live in Dixon. I don't know if Dixon is like a real town or not, or if that's just something you make up. I don't even really know your name. And that's the cool thing that people don't realize. You know, we're friends outside of the show. We chat on IRC, but I have no idea what your name is. You are like so secretive. Your parents think I like want to marry you or something. It's so odd. So, do we have any news this week?
Well, let's see. The monkey just came out of my ass.
Well, there's really not much going on. I don't really see anything. I'm looking at ATT and AllSpark. I should probably check TF Exchange to see what's on. I really miss the great sites, you know, like TF Extreme. That was a great site. They haven't updated that site in a couple years now. You know what I really miss though? The Transformers Collector. I mean, I don't think that site's been updated in like 3 years. But the Transformers Collector. Thank God, GeoCities will be there forever. We'll at least be able to go and to look at it at any time. That was actually the site that got me into Transformers. Okay. I need to reboot the computer. I would like to have him on the show if I can't really understand you. How about this? Hank, we disconnect and I'll actually call you on the phone. Oh wait, crap! Your parents won't let me call your house. Should I do the show on my own? I mean, I've done it on my own. I haven't really done the show in a while. I just got back a couple months ago from OTFCC 2003, and that was awesome. I got to meet people that I'd never got to meet before. I got to meet Hooper X. Hooper X is awesome. I've liked Hooper X for the longest time, but actually getting to meet him in person was great. I got to meet – who did I get to meet? But I got to meet lots of really awesome people. It was awesome. I got to meet Steve Stonebreaker. I've wanted to meet Steve Stonebreaker for the longest time. So what happened is I got off the bus and a guy approached me who was in a car and I thought, oh God, this guy is going to kill me. But he looked at me like, hey, are you Brian Kilby? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm Steve Stonebreaker. And he shook my hand. That was the coolest moment of my life.
Cool story.
So, man. You know, it's other than Armada being out and the toys being awesome, I really don't have much in the way of anything. About a year ago, let's see here. About a year ago, I picked up the reissue God Bomber and Power Master Optimus Prime, who makes God Genrai, and that was pretty cool. We haven't done many shows recently, so there's just so much to catch up on. The Dreamwave comic is out, and honestly, I don't really like it. The story really kind of sucks. Though, I really do have to admit, the Armada comic is really good. The Armada comic is very readable. But the G1 comic, it's just, I read it, and it's like, ah, that's something I would have written, like, you know, when I was 15. It's just not good. But, you know, I mean, I guess it could be worse. You know, at least we have a Transformers comic. What? But so, yeah. All in all, you know, it's a lot of neat things are going on in the Transformers world. But, man, I wish I knew where John DeLuna was, because I would love to have an ATT Buzz. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, ATT Buzz was great.
I don't really have any segments. That's kind of the reason we don't do the show that often, is because I don't really have anyone to help me out. I was hoping this whole MSN Messenger thing would sort of fix things so that, you know, Goldie and I could talk, but I don't really think that's going to happen. So, you know, I guess for this week, that's been me, your pal, Brian Kilby, with my pal, Goldimus Prime, who you've really not been able to understand. it'd be cool if, hey, you don't happen to be recording this on your side, do you? Then we could probably put the two parts together. What?
This has been RFC Throwback. RFC Throwback is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.